In Jesus' name. You can be seated. Praise God.
Please, can you, in 1 minute, just ask God to speak to us? Ask that the bread might be broken. Please ask that the bread might be broken. For every time Jesus handled the bread in the scripture, he never started dispensing them without breaking the bread. He said, "This is my body which has been broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me." The word of God is the bread. And each time the word of God is shared, it means that the bread and the body of Christ is broken. The statement, "Do this in remembrance of me," was both a certain statement and a statement of responsibility. So just in case men refuse to cry out, stones will also cry out to the fact that the bread must be broken. But Lord, you have come tonight asking that the bread might be broken for us. Yourself to us, that we might behold the wondrous things in Jesus' name. Pray in Jesus' name. Okay, please, let's quickly go to the scriptures. Let's look at something very good. Please, can you go to Proverbs 30, verse 15? Proverbs 30, verse 15. Many matters in the heart of the Father, they are large, because we have come to a certain point in the seasons of God where completion, you know, you have come to the realms of glory, the seasons where the glory will be palpable, because the scripture says that just like the waters covered the sea, so will the glory of the Lord cover the earth. And we are coming, or we are already in that season. And you understand, with the matters of glory is a matter that have to do with completion. Because if you see, when Moses was building the temple, the glory of the Lord never descended. No, the scripture made a statement. Some scripture will call it, they said, until the work was finished. And when the work was finished, some say, and when the work was completed, then what happened? So, completion is, you know, the Holy of Holies was built where God resides. He didn't move him to come, you know, until the last bit of it, the last toilet, everything, even the ones that are not relevant, the last stone is taken out. The ones that are meant to come in will come in. The Bible says, when the building was completed is completed. When it was completed, then the glory. So the workings of God in our personal lives is going to be having serious attention to completion by the Spirit of God. So nothing will be lacking. He said he will present unto him a church without spot or wrinkle. It's on that account that God himself will now what? Show us the gateway to glory. Open the door. It will be accessible. The light will be so much. It is the glory that will be available that will make, you know, Paul said, not all of us will die. Some of us will be what? Will be what? I'm hearing. Will be what? Will be cut off. You see, there are some certain things that won't come upon, that will come upon earth to make some certain things realizable or realizable. I was talking to somebody, I said, for example, the ministry of the Holy Spirit as a comforter. There are some certain things that need to come, that need to happen for that ministry to be. The Holy Spirit is here, but him in the dimension as a comforter, there are certain things that need to happen to make it available to see that dimension of the Holy Spirit as a comforter. The scripture, Jesus was the one talking in the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be what? The day was didn't have a name. It was Jesus that said, telling us that now when the Spirit of now the Holy Spirit will come as what? The comforter. So he means that any man that doesn't understand, they call it what's it called for money? They call it, or let's leave it. But he said, these are mourners that you experience. You all know why persecution had to come to the church. No, the ministry of the Holy Ghost needed to be complete. It's not just that persecution. No. If there are no mourners, the ministry called comfort will not. And where do we mourn? In what environment? It's not the man when people die, when you lose loved ones. For say death worketh in us. He is the one that explains the ministry of the Holy Spirit more than almost everybody. He allowed death. No, so when God said mortify the deeds of, it's not just that he wants to make you wicked. Stop fasting. He just doesn't want to make you. He doesn't just want to cause you to show that it must be hard. Narrow is the way that this will. No, it's not just because. Is so that the ministry of the Holy Spirit can be complete too, because as you cry and you are still following it, he comes sometimes. He doesn't come to anoint, he comes to comfort. Don't say you know what is coming until you understand mourning. You begin to mourn, you don't know it. That's the work of the Spirit. Sometimes we cannot utter it by words. No, we cannot teach it. May God will bring us to the experience of what I'm saying, even me. Because as far as is the glory, that would be the atmosphere for the Christians in the last days. No, it has been like in the days of the wilderness, coming and going, lifting and coming down. Now it has come to rest, but it means that there will be completion, such a thing called completion in the Spirit. May the Lord show us. Let's look at something. Proverbs 30 verse 15. If you are there, please say amen. Okay. The horse leech had two daughters. Crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Yeah, four things. Say not. It is enough. 16. The grave. The barren. The barren womb, rather. The barren and the barren womb. The earth that is not filled with water. And the fire that sits not. It is enough. The hostage had two daughters. If I start to know what is hostage now, but oh God, it's like an some different meanings. But the one I picked is like, it's like an incense that cries in the night, like it makes noise. Well, the leech. I don't know if you know the insect called or whatever called leech. Come across it, leech. Had two daughters, he cries. Give. So when the Spirit of God began to show me this scripture, I was trying to understand, on what basis are you talking? What are you talking about? So one day I was in school, I was in UNN. Me, I understand prayer and fasting as the only way. Like, if I, for me to stand here and be talking now, let's say that's my motive. I understand that prayer and fasting must be involved. So, we were leaders in the fellowship. So, oftentimes every week, you must talk to people. At least, you must talk to the people you are leading. And you mustn't repeat what you said. See, it's in the school that you know that. If you're not careful, your people start teaching you. So you must be up and doing. So if one of them, maybe your group mistakenly tells, I want to fast for 7 days, and you've not fasted for 7 days before, the body will come upon you. Because if that guy comes down with what you have been looking for since, he will become the leader with that position. Yes. So they will leave you and go and look for him. My prayer life is dying. They will say it to your hearing. You'll be crying for 1 year to finish so that you will drop it and go and cry for your life. It happens like that, just in case that's the motive. So one day, me too now, continues, I was praying. I was coming back. There's a road I always follow. I was living in a dream. That's my final year. The road I follow is a shorter cut. That time the Holy Spirit restricted me. I don't know why. Don't follow this way. Bring out your phone. Press. You know? The thing is foolish. You see, I was doing on the road. I was tired. I have been praying since now. I was tired. This is the shortest way to my house so that I can eat. No. But I walked, came out with my phone pressing. And then I was checking my messages on WhatsApp and all those things. And then I said, now look up. I looked up behind, in front of a bank. I saw two. Since I've told you this thing now. I saw two. A girl, a young lady and a young man. In front of a bank. Now, the gate of a bank. You know Access Bank that is in front of engineering. They're in front of there, and in my right in front of people walking on the road, they beat themselves goodbye and then kissed mouth to mouth. They kissed mouth to mouth. I'm not saying they did it, and they're not shy. So you understand the kind of speed that's working them that can make them to publicly publicize such a thing that even you, that is married, you need to be in the night. Okay, that aside, these men or these people did it. And the Holy Spirit now said, okay, the horse leech cried, give. How? He said the hostlet crieth, give, give. How? The Spirit of God, the Spirit that you have been trying to, your own Spirit that you have been trying to make one, your soul, they are leeches. They have two daughters. They cry, give, give. It's because you are not hearing it. The Spirit told me, the host is quiet. Give, give. I understood it without understanding. And I said, okay, who will I give to? The guy entered the bank, the girl followed the road, went down towards the road. Said, follow the sister. I'm tired. I just finished praying. And I'm going back. The hostage started crying. Give. Okay, let me follow the sister now. I went, what would I say? I've never done evangelism. I met Christianity intercessorily. So we are inside. There's some people that meet in Christianity evangelistically. I have a friend, met him just born again. They sent, you know, and so their approach to Christianity is that. Like that. So me, I met my own intercessorily. So we are inside. We can see all the mission, do all the things. Me, I won't tell you. Sometimes if I tell you, it's because I'm disturbed. So that we're excluded. But when you come to pray, we pray loud, all those things, but state evangelism, all those things. Now classroom, I did not do it, to be sincere. I did not do it. It was only my final year that the Lord began to lay it on my heart to talk to some particular people in my class. So, and I bring you out like from the class far, we will talk so that just in case you cry or you do anything, people don't know that I'm preaching. Yes, I did a few couple of times, so the demonstrations. And then, thank God, nobody knew me that place, so I can still bounce and go. So, this one was in the street now. The Lord said, the hostage is crying. Give, give. It was first the structure that came up in my spirit and said, I can't do this. I can't do this. As I walked, obeying the Holy Ghost. I said, what will I say? Holy Ghost said, tell her about her destiny. What will I tell her about her destiny? What do I know? He said, I'm asking this, will you reach her? So a girl, a female for that matter, will be looking at, why are you walking beside me? He said, and I told her, okay, all trans by God's grace. Thank you. I said, I saw it. He said, oh, you were watching. I said, yes, I was watching. And even the Holy Spirit was watching. In fact, the Holy Spirit that showed me. And I was very sincere because I was not seeing it. I was pressing my phone. A little 2 seconds, if I raise my, I won't see it. So, he said, the Holy Spirit showed me. He said, oh. She said, that's nice. I said, now, listen. You have two options. You are very bad. Most of them, I don't know how to play. You have two options. Choose your destiny or choose with whoever that person is. She said, you see that you saw my destiny? You know, this is the only thing that I know I remember. The ones I remember, I'll tell you, but I've always spoken a lot of things. She said, you see that you saw my destiny, then sure I'm great. I said, I didn't come because I saw these things. I came because God told me that your destiny. Now, I was stammering, saying many things that I didn't even know what I said. But what I'm saying is that on the street, the girl I'm talking to, this is rainy season, and everywhere is cold. She's sweating profusely. I didn't know why. I didn't know where she's sweating from. Then she's shaking. This is boys' hostel. You know, boys. How can you be talking to the girl? First of all, they'll be talking to you from the window. Say, look, take it easy. Those kind of things. Serious business was happening. I was talking. She's shaking. I said, Holy Ghost, what do I do? She now said, She now finally let out a word that she wanted to say, I will stop. I said, Holy Spirit now said, okay, she has come. Now what you do is pray with her. I said, now can you pray with me? Let me give you the Holy Ghost. She said, I had Jesus. She has received Jesus. And I told her, Jesus cannot do that. Hope you know. She now said, that's where she now finally broke down. And then she now said, give me Jesus. What I'm saying is, now listen, two spirits at work in between 5 minutes. You know, it's not possible for you to be that bold to kiss on the street. And between 5 minutes, you are bold to accept Jesus on the street. The horse list cries, give, give. No, the problem is, if the horse is crying, give, give, then you know that anything is possible. So, in the matter of 5 minutes, the spirit of boldness, go to call Jesus on the street. And then she now said, I will need his number, I will listen. As if that's the only reason I came to preach. What about other things? The Holy Spirit now said, No. This one is the soul power, the soul, the emotion, everything is dead. She's now willing by listening of many words that have hit her soul. See, the word of God, destination is the spirit. If you have not gotten to the spirit, you did not finish the work. It was not complete. The scripture said, the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. Mention the three things that is with. He talked about the body, about the soul, and then to the spirit. And so that day, I don't know. Because sometimes when you pray, many things you be high. So many things you just be knowing many things. And so I just knew that she's not. This one is the soul. It has not got to the spirit. I said, no, you cannot do this thing. This thing I'm telling you now. If you go back to your room, one call can bring the boat back. One. And then the Holy Ghost led to operate. The Holy Ghost that told me, give, give. He said, no, don't give yourself. He said, give him. Give him. And then I now give it to him. And I'm looking up to you today. This time, I want to ask God, please, this thing I did, what's the state of this sister? You always give me an assurance that you give. The horse is quiet, give, give. That's one of the meaning of this scripture. This thing is not complete now, and the glory cannot rest on it. The second meaning is, there are leeches everywhere. Your family is a leech. Crying, give, give. In fact, the reason why, okay, my spirit is a leech. You've not prayed for 2 days. You are not hearing the cry for spirit. Give me. You've not read your Bible for 2 days. The spirit, your spirit is crying, give me. Give, give. Give me bread. Give me wine. Give me. Give me prayers. That was what was happening. Give, give. Okay, let me leave that. What they are trying for. Let's look at. Okay, Nigeria is crying actually. Nigeria is a niche. Crying, give, give. Many things are niches everywhere. Crying, give, give. Let's look at what. Let's finish the scripture. Because the cry of the leech, see, it was mentioned twice to show that it was constant. It will never stop. Just in case, for example, that is why we have not stopped praying. If it was something that was simple, that we do once, and that once can multiply itself, we will not be praying always. It's because the cry of the leech is constant. Give, give. Now let's see. The things that need to be given to the leech, also things that does not satisfy, that are not satisfactory in themselves. That's why he now said, it seems as if Solomon went to collect this thing, not from the wisdom of the head. The things that needed to be given to the leech also are never satisfied. It seems as if he was forgetting one thing. He mentioned there are three things, and then he was about to forget. He said, no, there are four, there are four, there are four. And I said, these four things, they don't say it is enough to. So it is bomber to bomber. Have you now? Satan said, no, I won't let go. You are saying no, I won't let go. It's the same thing. So we'll see. Now, the first one is the grave. The grave does not say enough. As long as there are dead men on the streets, it will never keep collecting. It will keep collecting. Men have been dying from Genesis 1 till death. Before Genesis 1, Genesis was not even the. Let's not go there. The grave has been collected. You cannot say this is the point. Okay, let's very simply. The administration of the grave is only meant for the dead. So if you're living in the grave, we'll question you. Is that your spirit? Is that your spirit only? So if God is asking for dead men, which pastors preach many times, is because the grave, as an answer to the cry of the leech, does not say enough. So you cannot determine how much debt you can collect to your body. You don't know how much debt you can collect as you advance in the kingdom. That is enough. Because when you stop here, something will cry out again, give, give. And you think, Do you know? I no longer have appetite for food. I no longer have appetite for this one. I no longer have appetite for clothes. All these things have died because we are. Something else will come and say, give, give. The grave is one. Death worketh in us. It was a present continuous statement. So you see Paul saying, I fight the good fight of faith, I have finished the race. You see, finishing is also a work. He said, I have fight the good fight of faith is here. He's fighting. He said, I have 42. It is here. The good fight of faith is a fight. You have fight. That's why he said, after all you have done to stand. Wait, after all you have done to stand. Stand. You have finished the race. Finish. They finish. Finish, they finish.
Oh God, so miss.
Okay. Fine. Let's look at the next one. The barren. This is where mine. Sometimes when I remember what we call bed pans. If it is by looking at what, let's say, we say can the nation be born in a day, if it's by looking at how many times people have given birth here physically, at least names have been filled from last year. Because every week people are deceiving. Is you know why? Why it has not stopped? The barren. Satisfaction. Because if you say this is 101 children I'm giving birth to, and that thing will come and say, give, give. The whole world, this is not only the place. In the whole world, God can find some place in the cities that He can find men that are also deceiving.
conception that are conceiving. Many of them are conceiving. But is it not enough? What is God looking for? The barren. Satisfied. Because the barren will start before the hot list, and the hot list will say, give me. The barren. And the next thing. The earth that is not filled with water. I mentioned it before that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth just like the waters cover the sea. So, metaphorically or figuratively, in context, the water is as the glory of God. So, that thing is a scripture that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth. Just like the waters covers the sea. There was not an if. It was a statement that has a full stop. Meaning that the Bible said, if my word, okay, heaven and earth will pass away. If what? How do you put it? The last place said, not one jot. The hostage went to the earth and said, give me. That is why it seems as if all the revivals that are swept across the earth is not still satisfied. All the move of God, mighty things, even Jesus himself walked upon the earth, yet the earth is not still satisfied. Every one of us here, just in case Christ studies, we will walk upon this earth mightily. The earth will not still be satisfied. The next generation will come. There are people that thought that the same way we are thinking that Christ will come very soon. This is a century now. If you read the book of the writings of Peter, you will see that at the time the church was not thinking that this thing that they told us, is it not soon? If you find it, that the way they were thinking about it, Peter will not come and say, patience. That was the very greatest fruit that worked in the time of Peter, because this will be already getting dissatisfied with that. This thing that they promised, I thought is something that will come the next 10 years. And so they did all their strongest things they could do so that they can make it. And their gray hair has come and they are dying. And they are asking, Kai, how far now? The hostage came to the earth and asked, give. It was not satisfied. So just in case we think we have satisfied the claims. The earth is not it's not the earth's fault. There is one that asks, give. Finally, the last thing. No, this guy stopped here. Yes, he said three things. So he mentioned the fourth one is something he forgot it. I don't know by what the Spirit now maybe gave him. He said, okay, there are four. The last one. He said, and the fire that saith not, it is enough. There are two things that stood with the children of Israel as they journeyed in the wilderness: the glory cloud and the fire. That's the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. It seems as if we can still make research that God has worked with the pillar of cloud for a very long time. Because the wonders he did on earth
between the time of the fathers, the patriarchs, to the coming of Jesus had to do with the heavens. I'm trying, please follow me now so you understand. The heavens, the clouds. So he caused it not to rain on earth for 3.5 years. It was when it was the clouds that need to come up like a hand. Do you understand? Let me give one more illustration. The signs of the heavens. You understand? Joshua turned and said, Let the sun stand still between, I've forgotten the name of the cities, but between something Ascalon. But it happens to do with the heavens, clouds. The signs have to do with that which has to do with the dimension of the world, clouds. There are several instances, but if another one comes, I will tell you. But you can make a search on this. Then Jesus now came into the scene. He now said, I have come to set fire on the earth. How I wish it has been kindled. You mean, how I wish fire, the dimension of the pillar of fire, has been working since. It will be more easier because fire says it's not enough. So we are totally engaged. No, it's as if he was pitying the people. Because now the dimension is fire. And fire says it's not enough. So you burn and burn out. He said, I will not leave you like this. So many things. You know that Jesus said, there are many things I can tell you, I want to tell you, but you can't bear them. One of them is that you have entered the dimension of the fire that says it's not enough. And to think it was a lie. When they said they wait for the spirit to come, there was a sound. And when it came upon them, it was the tongues of fire. From that day till they died. No one. None of the apostles, none of them that stayed there, we heard that. From that day. Okay, the people that went, the people that backslided, you found in the church. The reason why is that they didn't interface with the pillar of fire. Because once it comes upon a man, he says it is not enough. The leech will cry, give. I will burn the world is because the leech is crying, give. It is the fire mantle or the dimension of the fire power. Let me use the word firepower. Firepower. That can handle the things that is happening. That's the truth. I was telling him, I said the dimension of darkness has not yet come. The one available now cannot bring the Antichrist. There is the one that needs to come. It will be heavy on the earth. That is the one that can bring out such a man called the Antichrist. No, he is a seed of darkness. The level that is around cannot bring it. I know you might be thinking this one is a lie. Evil will be so much, and then it is in that atmosphere. Have you not seen? At least we watch movies now, they are quoting the other things. This one. It is in a kind of atmosphere that they now come out. Sometimes very dark atmosphere. When they now come out, light will now come. So the one available. So before that time, you know that some of us shouldn't be here. There are forces that say it is not enough. The leech crieth, give, give. The grave, the barren womb, the air that is not filled with water, and the fire that says not it is enough.